Yeah, so we've moved over onto the other aisle.
Yeah, I mean, my view on this was that the need for people to back up their data personally was made sufficiently clear to web users. I mean, I guess.
She didn't miss it.
Right, okay. As long as she didn't miss it, then that's fine. I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes when there's a process error like that, you think, oh, then there's something should change, like make the sign in bigger red letters. But in our case, I don't think there's anything more we can do, really.
No.
So. Well, I doubt anybody will do that again, because that'll get around.
It's a bit shocking worry.
Yeah, we've got the mailing list out now, isn't it?
Yeah,
so everyone should know about it now.
Yeah, there was a mailing list before. Mm-hmm. They just revived that, right?
Frank went through it, deleted the people that were have gone or whatever and replaced them. So the list is now updated.
Yeah, so everyone on that list has now been reminded. Yeah, don't store anything sensitive on, don't store anything you care about on the machines. So.
Yes. Right. I mean, you don't know, so there's every chance of this falling over again if it's a hardware thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing we can do about that apart from...
Yeah, I did do hard drive check and memory check, and it says there's no problems, but something caused it to go wrong in the first place.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We don't know. Just fingers crossed and hope this is just a software thing that we can just fix like that, and that'll be it.
Yeah. So how long does this put you back for? Is it, how much disruption does this cause? Is this a day, two days?
Routine a bit last week, yeah. At the time, I think.
Yeah.
And then it'll be, hopefully, no more than, I don't know, 20 minutes today, too.
Yeah, and we'll try and get done today. Yeah, get Windows back on there, try and get Camtasia on there, and get that tested out, and then that'll be, I think that's everything we need before you start running the experiments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of stuff about software updates. That's unrelated to this problem, right?
You mean from...
I didn't read them. I saw like 5 messages go back and forth. Maybe they were in the wrong subject header. So anyway, we have
one over the last week. Joe has produced another version of the model builder.
Oh, they're only now in software.
Well, that was a few weeks ago. Yeah.
So it's unrelated. It's not.
It's unrelated.
Okay, good.
And was running because Frank. Did all that because he then had an experiment, so he's running an experiment.
So, did he get his data in, or is this putting his schedule back?
He's done his.
He's done it. Okay.
Yes. And he backs up.
Right. Well, unfortunate, but it sounds like you guys are well placed for dealing with it, so better you than me.
I managed to get things working on Monday, so everything went down like on Tuesday morning. So I managed to get everything working on the on Monday, so show that the JCT was actually working, collaborating between the two machines.
Yeah.
I didn't have the eye tracker stuff working, because it was just me running around the lab. So I have to. Once it's reinstalled, have to actually do a proper.
Oh, so you need to borrow somebody's head and mouth and stuff to
yeah.
run it, right?
Yeah. But it looks like it was doing all the calibration and drift correction things that Ellen was wanting on it. So,
yeah.
So I don't need anything to add to the software for that part.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a new trainee who might need a reason at some point. So if you need to borrow a head that talks that doesn't necessarily need to do much else, I'll ask her if she'd mind coming down and helping you out for a while. But I guess Ellen was going to be your.
But she's not around, so.
Mine is, well, she's actually climbing Ben Nevis today, I think. but she'll be back tomorrow. Her name's Minka. Did you guys meet her?
Don't think so.
Okay. This
so
is
not sound familiar.
Might find amusing to look at, so I'll see if. If she'd be willing to.
We did meet someone from another project of yours on Wednesday evening.
Oh, was that?
Heidi.
Oh, yeah, Heidi.
Gesture.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
You guys might actually have something in common because she does, stuff in video coding and gesture.
Yeah.
And autism.
And autism, yeah.
So, okay. Right, when am I ready? Okay, leaving the volunteer.
She's being volunteered.
Well, I will actually do the option, but it sounds like the kind of thing where, it's it's quite useful when you're at that stage to see the different kinds of technologies people use.
Yeah, so trying to get Camtasia up and running so I can try it out when we've got her coming in. I want to sort of run through a proper pilot just to
make sure it starts and finishes when it's meant to, and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah. I'll make sure they can actually pick up the audio signal as well. But the audio signal should be coming out of speakers once it's set up properly, so that should make that slightly easier.
The bleep is a hardware bleep originally, and so it comes from the PC, which is outside the soundproof box.
Oops. Well, you've done that then.
Yeah. But yeah, so unfortunately the speakers are on the monitors inside the room, so as long as and what was that? I was just going to set up. So the whatever the asterisk sound is in Windows is what gets played. So you can just change the sound to whatever you like, just through the Windows control panel.
Okay. So we want one you can pick up using MATLAB or something, right?
Yeah. So I had that running over the weekend. Last week I tried it with the 1 kHz sound, and it could detect it, but it wasn't very clear. Did it with 10 kHz, and it's just really clear. You can tell exactly where the beep is.
Perfect.
So it's just a matter of you basically just play 10 kHz sound over the speech, and then just compare the two signals basically. So I've got a lot of script for doing it. So.
Perfect. So you're going to bank the script someplace.
Yeah.
It's all set and running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not problem.
Because we won't know. Right. Well, that all sounds good.
What else? But you have altered the task program. So to put the little eye icon in the mouse.
Yeah. The one in Jeff's installed should have that now. We'll double check my install and stuff on the my track machines, but yeah, should be updated with that now.
Rather than just a blob, Ellen wanted something like more like an eye, so that that was the eye.
Oh, really?
It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got like a big circle with a white circle in the middle of it for an eye, and we've got like a rectangle with two rectangle buttons on it for a mouse.
Okay.
So.
Very nice, very pretty. It doesn't get in the way of seeing what's underneath?
Oh, no, the same size as the original blob, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mouse is slightly bigger, but it's not. Yeah, it's not hugely bigger. So.
I can see why that's useful.
Yeah, and if it gets a very problem in the pilot, I can easily reduce the size of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too hard.
Get a reasonable size so that if they're looking at it, we know they're looking at it. So it has to be a reasonable target for the tracking purposes.
Yeah.
Although, if you had a big thing and it was jiggling around like anybody's business, like real life track traces, then you might find that a little bit disconcerting. I mean, small things you kind of expect to jiggle around, right?
Mm-hmm. A larger, more oscillation appears. It isn't that big, so.
It's quivering, you know? That's all fine. What else? You say Joe with model builder.
Yes, he's produced another version that doesn't have the overlap problem.
The
collision, so polygons now don't.
Oh, that's good.
Marlow has discovered something strange about the orientation of parallelograms from when it was constructed to when it appears in the actual task. But I think that might be something to do with the original configuration and the parts that weren't the same across the two. So I'll check that out to see if it really is a problem or not.
Okay.
And basically, the parallelogram was appearing in as a mirror image of what it was like in the model builder.
Really?
Just totally flipped in a mirror image, not rotated, so it wasn't anything to do with rotation.
Just the parallelogram?
Yeah, just the parallelogram. So. Not entirely sure. It must be some way of how the vertices were described or defined in one way compared to something else.
Right. Okay. So your job in this is to ensure that it actually is a bug, and then pass it to Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, this geometry stuff is really tricky. You don't do the full box and stuff in your head well. So I can imagine.
Well.
Because I could get it backwards easily. So it is just a simple thing.
The other thing we've done is looked at, not for this current experiment, but for the future, when we've got to build bizarre parts like aircraft wings and things, something like Xfig can output the vertex points for
Ah,
creating
yeah.
the actual polygons in the first place. Because the model builder assumes that there's an existing set of
Yeah, so
eligible
you need to draw
parts,
them
so you need
properly.
to draw them in
Oh,
first
so
place.
yeah, I suggested you do that in Xfig. Is that a reasonable thing to do or not?
So you can give them Xfig, export them as SVG, and you just get a camera,
Yep.
just get a list of XY coordinates, and then I'll just run a little script that turns those XY coordinates into a part.
Yeah, so this falls down completely if Nijmegen can't run Xfig. So you better check that with him, right?
Well, the
Or
thing is, it's
something.
SVG, so long as I've got something that'll output SVG.
Okay, but they may need help finding the something if they can't do Xfig, I suppose.
So I'll have a look at that, but there must be plenty of Windows things that
Oh, yeah,
output
certainly must
SVG.
be.
Some sort.
But
Microsoft, though? I mean, well,
I know
Microsoft.
Adobe and things have packages that do it, but obviously they're like a few hundred
They're
pounds.
big, yeah, I know.
But I'd be very surprised if there wasn't a free package for doing it. I have a feeling that was it Amaya, the W3C
Yep.
browser, does it. I have a feeling that can actually edit SVG files.
So I wouldn't do any work to try and find out what'll output SVG. Just ask them. Look, say you need something that does SVG, and then if they come back and say, huh, then you may need to poodle around a bit looking for something. But let them say they've got a problem before you spend time trying to figure out what'll do it.
It's
Yep, fair
not an
enough.
immediate problem anyway, but I thought it was worth, before Joe disappears, just checking that the model builder is not restricted to just doing the tangrams or something
Ah,
there. Yeah.
yeah.
So no, it does look like it's
Oh, so well, I can imagine there being shapes that you could construct in a SVG format that would fox the model builder in some way. I don't know, what do you? Because you don't have specs about what sorts of shapes are allowed, right?
No, but as long as they're solid polygons, it should be all right.
Right, it doesn't matter whether they're convex or concave in
No, it
funny ways.
sh well, hopefully that's not what the parallelogram problem is, because it does have sort of
Yeah.
angles and things. But
Yeah.
no,
Well,
it's much better than
yeah,
what's there.
I've created a convex part, just in Xfig.
I can try
It
it.
just happened to be
Try
a convex part that I was playing with, so it hadn't like
Mark the
fine.
microscope effect.
It didn't have any self-intersections, so that might be a problem. So I'll have to check that, but.
Would we want? By self-intersection, you mean
Yeah, by a
okay.
part that crosses over itself.
You mean like
Yeah,
so
but
it's
that's
like
why we no, we'll only be working to see with sort of solid OBS polygons and this parts. Because they'll have to have a central point anyway for rotation
Well,
and then
but by
gravity.
self-intersection here, I'll draw here. If I can find the right end, okay? Do you mean something like that?
Yeah, that sort of
Yeah.
thing, yeah. So
And you can rule out something like that, right? Because
Well,
that's two parts, right?
I would consider that two parts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some rainy day, you might want to think about. Well, I don't know. I
Yeah,
mean, later on we can
if
fix it if it
Yeah.
turns out there's parts. It's not urgent now. I think this
Yeah.
isn't important enough.
Yeah, so for now we'll just see that non-intersecting, and that's at the moment the SVG stuff can output ones which aren't closed to polygons, but once they actually turn up in the parts list, it creates a closed polygon just by linking them endpoint to the
Last
start
place.
point of it.
Yeah.
So as long as they're so as long as they're drawn well enough, it should be all right. But yeah, we'll suppose let Nijmegen find an SVG,
Yeah.
so find out does SVG, and then we'll see if there's any problems.
But if they have trouble, half an hour Googling and helping them is probably worthwhile. Because
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
people, I mean, actually, I wouldn't expect them to have any trouble finding something because Shakey's quite up
Shakey's
with
quite,
on
yeah.
these things. So.
Yeah.
Well,
It might be worth just checking what software they are using, because it might create output slightly different from Xfig.
Let's encourage them not to use any software that might have idiosyncratic ideas about what SVG is, she says delicately. I
The
am not.
Microsoft version of SVG or
Ooh,
something,
that I wasn't going to say.
yeah,
I have no idea whether they have idiosyncratic SVG output or whatever.
so.
But
Yeah, I don't know.
the track record on some of the other standards has not they were having slightly strange things about it, so. But Amaya, you know, I mean, they that should be.
That should be fun. Yeah, I think it does SVG output. So I can need to double check if my mate can't find anything.
I haven't looked through other mail. I did see something from others. Is there anything they're waiting on from us that is a problem, or they possibly have any comment?
I think they're not waiting anything from us. They've dumped the pilot studies that they generated based on the task with their English participants.
Oh, they're doing the pilots?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But they haven't done anything with it other than
dump the data. Where is
it? They dumped it on the
BSCW
server, but I copied it onto the.
Well, that's okay.
CSV.
You know, we're not using that much data, it's just for interim. And they have the data from somewhere.
Yeah.
We had a brief discussion just before I left about this idea of exchanging data by FireWire draft. And I don't know if that ever got resolved, but
nothing further is.
You know, that's not fast enough for little things like this. I think BSCW is the right way to exchange things. We just have to wipe this stuff off and make separate copies after that.
And I've sent the thing off to Marlowe's, trying to encourage her again to register with the CSV and CBS and what to do and which bit of software I use. It seems to be quite easy.
Oh, so you're managing that okay, and you haven't run into CBS before?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes and no, as in, yes, it's new and no.
Yeah. Well, that's reassuring.
So far.
Yeah.
Of course, he's sitting on the next desk.
Yes. And I am just using it through a Windows bolt on, so piece of software.
Yeah, that was easy enough to install, though, wasn't it?
Straightforward and then
copy and paste stuff out after working. So
right click things and Windows Explorer, that's it.
Yeah, well, she'll have to use the CBS in Excel because we don't really have a good way of doing this otherwise.
I was double checking that when I got access to CBS from home when I was working from home last week on Thursday, I managed to get in and just check the stuff and make sure it was all make sure I could access it. So they shouldn't have any trouble accessing it once they've got the logins.
No,
I'd say
we'll never see you again. Well, I find that he's got a better computer at home as well.
Not yet.
Right. And what about the project as a whole? Is there anything that Mood or anybody is after that we aren't supplying? Not at the moment.
Nope,
right?
Not at the moment. The only thing that's been going around is the version of a flyer. I don't know what the real purpose of these little folded up A4 flyers.
They're critical to the successful project. So.
I mean, just for distribution and conferences, things are really.
And general places, but yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it unless
they. Well, I'm not really
group.
Bothering,
yeah.
But that's what's
circulating
the group as a whole at the moment. I circulate travel, etc., to Munich for Ellen, John, and myself. And we're all off on the 14th December, coming back on Friday.
And John's going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That'll be useful for the WP7 stuff. So. Well, while you do that, I'll be trained in how to hire people. So
that's weird. How to hire or how to interview? Is that it?
Both.
Right.
So, is there anything else? What have you got on for the rest of the week besides getting this stuff up and running again?
Once I've tried out the Camtasia stuff, obviously if there's any problems, go to try and fix them. If there isn't any problems, next thing I'm working on is the GDF stuff. So I've put on a DTB and a sample XML file on the wiki for the GDF. So it's based on some stuff you put on there on the GDF specification.
So are you concerned about it that I should be looking at it, or are you happy with it? I mean, I sort of wrote the initial draft of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I changed a couple of things from your original draft. There's no longer a separate thing for creating new parts. So just put a start and end time on each part. So
Slowly.
you had a thing called, I think it was mold or something you said, which was sort of to create a new part. It was an action to create a new part. But I gave each part a start time and end time, so you can see when parts were created.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you want to keep the mold or not.
I'll have to look. I can't remember how this works now, because it was a while ago.
Yeah, it's just the GDF specification page on the wiki.
So.
I'll try to put in justification for the change I made on the page. So, I'll send it out for review so that anyone who is going to be using the format can have a look at it.
Yeah, I think you'll get nothing back unless I look at it. So, best for me to do that. I mean, it's really good that you're putting things out for review and saying like why for stuff, but we also don't want to burn too much of your time recording stuff that nobody's ever going to look at necessarily. So, I mean, this might be a good case for it, or it might be that you should just talk to me about the stuff if I happen to be around at the time that you're doing it and not. So, if the writing stuff down on the wiki gets to be too high a proportion of things, then you don't necessarily want to do it. Do you know what I mean? So, I think it's great to have the records, and that's really important, especially in big dispersed groups. But this is kind of a smaller group, so we can do things more informally where you feel the wikis are getting in the way of things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's helpful. It was helpful for me to put it up on the wiki because I could actually think about it as I put it up and say, well, this is why I want to do things this way.
Oh yeah, well, if
So.
it ain't even thinking to write it down, then definitely write it down.
Yeah.
Because yeah, we want clear thinking. I can't actually remember how it worked with the mold. I mean, I wanted to make sure that. No, I can't even remember. So I'll look at it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But I'm sure it's fine because it's just my memory of things.
I'll have to get to grips with Camtasia properly
Yeah.
to generate the little sort of introductory video, I suppose, for instructional purposes at the beginning of the experiment, so people will be able to see
Oh yeah.
and sort of example movements and things like that.
Yeah. So is that going to have a voiceover, or is it? We had discussions before you started about whether it should be completely silent, so that they could use in case we ever wanted to do this
In Dutch as
in
well.
Dutch. Yeah. And so you could just have sort of well, I think we discussed having it with an English voiceover, having it with no voiceover, and then having it just with cartoon noises or something like boof or when things break. So yeah,
That
that's
must have
what
been
I think.
before me. So,
I'm maybe imagining it.
well, I know Camtasia. If you've got a Camtasia project, you can have the video and audio stored
Separately.
separately. In which
Oh, so
case,
we could produce a Dutch voiceover for the same thing.
yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah. So we just send the Dutch team, the video and our audio, and then they can easily create their audio out of
Yeah,
from
so that'd
there.
be, I don't think, I think it'd be more sensible just to do the the video part of it first and then you add the voiceover afterwards
Yeah.
rather than trying to do it all at once.
Yeah.
The other issue is if we do a voiceover, does that affect the language that the people
Might
choose to
use
use?
it
So that might be another
depending
reason
on
for not
doing
doing that.
anything with the voice. You start talking about. I've got a
Alignment
client
and
that are
whatever.
talking about the parts and just naming them or anything like that.
Yeah, so I think maybe that was another reason for just having
Or getting no noise in fact, I think it's probably
or ding for
Yes.
you got it and having the
But
mark.
probably actually not even the sound effects, because otherwise they'll expect that in the real experiment. And that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So if
Well,
they
yeah.
move a piece and it breaks and they don't hear this crash, they go, what's, what's
Yeah.
happened? Is that really what happened?
Yeah. Well, you need somebody to make sure that they actually notice the thing you're trying to explain to them if there's no voice.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that Camtasia can do, you can have little videos, and I don't know if you've got any cameras for doing that, but you can have videos with people clicking on mouses or whatever else.
Or you could just point to, like a great big arrow that points at the two pieces that broke.
Yeah, so I
And
think
then
it can generate
you can
Yeah, he
Didn't
said.
make call outs and whatever, so. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure there must be a way of putting big arrows up or
Yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
So you're gonna clear or however you do this with Ellen, right? Because she's the one that
Yes.
has thoughts about the language and stuff.
Yes. But in our discussion, we haven't mentioned it. It was assumed there'd be a voiceover. But
Well,
I'll have
remind
to
her that there
I'll
was a
remember
question about
to.
whether
Yeah,
you're on or not.
I'll do that. Yes, because I've got to think of the instructions and sort of basic introduction to all as well. That's why I did email my meeting to ask if they had a set of instructions they'd given their
I hope
participant
Simon's
instructor.
distracted.
Probably. I suspect so, because I haven't had a reply back.
I think it's really up to us to.
Yeah, to admit it. It was just in case they had
Is it
something
hard?
else.
You don't want to give them the specification, you know, because that's in too highfalutin in the language, but it can't be that hard to generate something that says.
No, I should get straightforward enough, I think.
On my holidays, we carried a children's treasure shop where there were tangrams. And my son reminded me that he hasn't been able to find his tangram set in a
Oh,
while.
right, you want to give back?
if not if you guys are using it.
It's
Do you
not,
find
no,
it helpful to have it?
yeah, it's, it, well, actually, I could probably just photocopy the manual.
Oh,
That's
but it's
what
so tactile to have the little metal bits. If
I.
you're using it, keep it. He's got plenty of toys. If you're not using it, then I'll take it back.
Well, hopefully, hopefully need it for more than another week or two anyway, so
Yeah,
as long as we hold on.
it's not a worry. The lab has plenty of toys.
I was looking at the complexity sort of aspect of the tangrams in that booklet. It's not quite that they just get harder, it's they kind of have pages of similar types.
Oh, similar types,
Yeah, so one page will have sort of parts that are kind of similar to each other, and then you move over and a different almost type of design or style.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as progressive in complexity as.
Right. So, how are you going to get your complexity ratings? Google.
Google.
Is there a big Tangram community that ranks these things? Like, you know, that's just one booklet that came with one set of Tangrams.
I'll try. You never
Or
know what's out there.
is it obvious, like, when you look at these things?
Well, I'm hoping the Dutch input will allow us to sort of have a rough idea of what was a suitable complexity for the
Yeah,
task.
but that still won't tell you. Well, how many Tangrams are there that they're using? 15 or something? No, not even.
No, not even that. Of this relevant type to what we're wanting to use, probably three. To
So that's
generate
not going
16 in total.
to. So that's not going to tell you anything about relative complexity. That's just going to tell you where in the span you want to be. You still need some kind of scale for these things.
Yeah,
If you look at them, do you just know?
No.
No.
Well, I don't.
What about him?
No,
Mr.
no,
Geometry, what does he know?
probably
Can you tell us by looking at these how hard people find them? Or?
I wouldn't know. No.
Right. Okay. Well.
I'll try
I'll do a
Google
big hand up
Google and
there.
see if there's a if there are some sort of ranking sites or whatever.
Who in psychology already uses tangrams that's still around? People have been using tangrams for ages, so there must be somebody with a folk wisdom you can contact.
I'll try and find out. I don't know if offhand,
Right.
so.
I only know ancient papers, so like late 80s. Do
I'll
people
have to
still use
research.
tangrams?
I've not encountered them.
Oh, so we're very old-fashioned.
Maybe they just don't use anything like that, I suppose, for.
Well, we're stuck in the 70s and the 80s, right?
I'm not sure if anything's happened since
Since
then.
the right. Wow. The old past is the best. So I'm not gonna let that worry me. Sorry, that was I think a big diversion. And we were talking about what you were gonna do next after all this stuff was up. And I was gonna look at the GBS spec. Are the rest of the Is the rest of what you have to do with that software fairly clear? Because this is about the analysis.
Yeah,
You
so
really only need Robin, right?
yeah. So I'm
To
just going to work
specify
on
the
Robin
rest.
what analysis we need to get out of the GDF format. So I'm going to basically create, I've got the Jest analyzer has got the basis for a ASCII to GDF converter. So what I'm going to do is actually create an output, a GDF output part to it. Because the motor only outputs the video, but it does have internal structures to make it easy to do the XML. So that's what I'm going to look at. And then once I've done that, I can look at the whatever analysis we need to get done out of the GDF.
Yeah, because there were these issues about how you calculate IR lag and, you know, what are the analyses we want out of this that aren't settled, but I think, you know, Robin is the person who knows the most about what's required there. And I can imagine some things will be one
of
I can imagine, you know, so that might be the focus of discussions next week or something, right, that
Yes, homing parameters and choose the right settings.
So you might want to try and come, if you get that far, try and come equipped with this and the kinds of things you want out of it and something look through and see. Alan might get the use on what kinds of things want to make a list. So, but it'd be good to, you know, make sure once we have a list of the things that we think we're getting out of it, that it matches our intentions for what we were supposed to be. You know, if we do talk about that, then it might be nice to have her along for it.
I haven't found it physically yet, but a reference to a 92 paper, it's in the Royal Proceedings or something or other, somewhere, based on an experiment that had blocks, a model, blocks, parts, and then an area where people had to build, you know, replicate the model out of parts. Just one person at a time, of course, but it did involve eye movements and monitoring where they're looking compared to the hand movements.
Who was that then?
Ballard.
Okay.
Back in 92.
Are they still in the business?
Yes, I think so.
Where are they?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, they might have focused them on the complexity, right?
Yeah.
So, I think he's not that long. Is it a paper you can get?
That's what I'll have to try and find out. So.
Well, they still do it for library loans and stuff. So.
If not, the National Libraries might have it.
So did we think next week that's what we're going to talk about? Because we don't want to ask Ellen ahead of time if she wants to come along for a discussion about.
She's not here next week anyway.
Oh well, that's fine then.
It's next Wednesday or Thursday before she's back.
Okay. Oh yeah, her stuff is getting blocked off the mailing list because she's not mailing from her normal account.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, she's got a Yahoo account or something.
I can't figure out any way to just approve messages from her without her subscribing at that account. So.
If things haven't been getting through well.
There's only one message so far. It didn't say much. Anything else?
I think that's it. I'll get working on the campaign stuff this week and then once I've got some idea of what analysis you want out of this, I can think about whether TGS has got everything we need for it.
There's the provisional list of what we need on the wiki anyway.
So I'll double check the GDS specification against that just to make sure it's got everything you say you need from that.
But I don't think that list is our final word on things.
I added things to it.
Well,
I don't know when you last looked at it. It was something in the last 2 weeks anyway.
God, I don't think I was fully paying attention to that. I mean, I'm not going to have these on this anyway. What I'm really worried about is making sure that there's no big surprises for Ellen and JP, you know, when they suddenly discover that they're assuming some analysis is in there and we didn't put it in. You know, because now is the time for us to be figuring out what we want out of that data and getting you to write the stuff or getting JP to write the one-dimensional analysis that he was talking about.
We've got all the data from the ASCII format at the moment. It's just a matter of what data we need to pull out of that into the GDF so I can actually do the proper analysis. Because I think all the analysis is going to be run off the GDF format, because we decided that if we were look, if we're looking at dynamic regions and whatever else, it has
it's
to be
dynamic
GDF.
regions that I think might cause a bit of trouble.
Yeah, which is yeah, which is why we have to get off the GDF as opposed to the EDF format.
Oh right, okay, so actually you're breaking this down into two steps now. One is just straight extraction from the ASCII, and the other one is any post-analysis that, that adds information by analyzing it. Is that?
Yeah, so the GDF, it's got, yeah, so it's got your, the all the stuff in the EDF, such as the ASCII files, and things like the max movements and things like that.
Yeah,
and
it's just anything that's got shoved through the eye tracker.
Yeah, and then on top of that, the GDF can also, it will also have information such as, right, at this point in time, they were looking at the new parts area, or they're looking at the
okay,
target.
That is post-analysis,
yeah. So, right. So, yeah, so the GDF is going to have that sort of information in it, and then also because it's an XML file, we can then do XSLT or whatever onto it to get extract whatever bits of data you need for, yeah, for whichever bits of analysis you're trying to do for it.
Yeah. Oh well, that all sounds good. So, I've got one thing to check and one person to ask if she'll volunteer to be ahead. And as far as I know, that's it for me. See, I have to explain it. for one of my other things, there's now a specific wiki page that says stuff Gene has to do. And I'm beginning to think that this is quite a good idea because I worry about not doing the stuff people expect of me. Much more than the other way around, right?
Well, I think according to the latest documentation, you're down for 5% of your 15 months on this project or something.
What documentation?
Some JAS report.
Oh, okay.
Officially.
Well, it doesn't actually make its way into its my salary.
Into reality.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, I do spend time talking to you guys. Well, we'll use so some of the software Craig develops will be useful for my other projects. So it's not completely one way.
I hope you get something out of it as well.
I happen to just, you know, like working. Keeps me running into childcare.
You see, it's better than that. Right, okay. Are you guys doing anything exciting family-wise last week then?
Last week was interesting. So, well, one of the highlights family-wise was going to Arcachon, which is this huge sand dune on the southwest coast of France. So it's like, I can't remember how, I'm not very good with measurements, but anyway, my husband says it's the biggest sand dune in the world. So you climb up on this flight of steps and then just put a line on top of the sand dune.
they put steps up over a sand dune.
Worried about these things because it's amazing how much sand the small children can shift. So
just like standing on the earth.
Yeah, well, or big guys, right? So, in the UK, you don't go on sand dunes, right? Because there won't be any sand dunes left if you do. There doesn't seem to be quite so many people there. But you still would have thought that they wouldn't really want people standing on the top of it, unless they combine with great big bulldozers.
Yeah, well, in the middle of the night, they couldn't shovel it back up.
I really don't know how this works. But anyway, it's quite fun. We did the very French thing, so it's just the French countryside. They didn't have anything except wine and ducks.
Wine and ducks, right?
Yeah, and a duck. So I stuck to wine. And
cheese as well.
Oh, goat cheese, yeah. And I brought back some walnut oil. I can only get a huge bottle, and my husband's gonna probably be willing to try it once and all that. So if anybody needs walnut oil, then. but it was good, you know. Markets open in the morning. Everything closes between 12 and 3. No sense trying to do anything, which suits me fine. So we actually went to the market, and then I prepared some nice meal. And then sit around,
yes.
play some badminton. I got to cook for once, it was good.
So you're a keen badminton player?
Oh, my son likes badminton. So, well, you know, as sports go, it's about as far as I go.
I'm looking for lots of people to play badminton with, so.
Oh, really? Well, my son says I'm a keen, very good badminton player, but I'm not sure he's ever seen a proper one.